Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 21st of May 2022. The Bible reading today is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 26. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Today's article, titled "The Fruit Sells the Tree," was written by Alyssa Morgan. A lady set out to sell peach trees. She considered various approaches. Should she line up leafy saplings in burlap sacks in a beautiful display? Should she create a colourful catalogue picturing peach trees in various seasons of growth? At last she realised what really sells a peach tree. It's the peach it produces, sweet-smelling, deep orange and fuzzy-skinned. The best way to sell a peach tree is to pluck a ripe peach, cut it open until the juice dribbles down your arm, and hand a slice to a customer. When they taste the fruit, they want the tree. God reveals himself in a wrapper of spiritual fruit in his followers. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When believers in Jesus exhibit such fruit, others will want that fruit as well, and, therefore, will seek the source of the fruit that's so attractive. Fruit is the external result of an internal relationship, the influence of the Holy Spirit on our lives. Fruit is the dressing that beckons others to know the God we represent. Like the bright peaches standing out against the green leaves of a tree, the fruit of the Spirit announces to a starving world, "Here is food. Here is life. Come and find a way out of exhaustion and discouragement. Come and meet God." Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I welcome you to continue to grow your fruit in my life, that others might see you and want you in their lives. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.